First of all, you're going to have a big change at the top with Mr. Shue's retirement. What has Mr. Shue meant to Century Insurance over the past several years?
Well, you know, it's even difficult to summarize because Dale has led the company, as Pete McPartland said yesterday. Dale has always been in positions where he's either been in the, you know, directly in the captain's chair or in the wheelhouse, or in the engine room during really pivotal times for Century Insurance, over the last 41 years. He's come through, obviously, four decades. The changes that we've seen in the industry and the changes that we've seen at Century, there were some very difficult times. When Dale first took over, he had to get the company into a position of financial strength, and that has been his focus. So I'd say one thing that was very important that Dale meant to Century Insurance is over the 40 years that he's been here, and especially over the 10 to 12 years that he has been chairman, chief executive officer, and president, until he handed off the presidency and the chief executive position to Pete. During that period of time, Dale has focused on getting the company into a position where we are financially extremely strong. We are poised for the next level of opportunities that the company can, on which the company can embark. That is to continue to now really grow the company to become a major factor in some of our markets. And because of Dale's building up the financial strength in the company, we're really poised and in a great position to move forward from here. So while we'll certainly will miss him, he has left a company that is in outstanding position within the industry and the markets that we serve.
Is it safe to assume, based on that, that Century is looking at new opportunities?
Well, we're always looking at new opportunities. We certainly are expanding in our existing markets. You know, we're focused on both the commercial market and part of the personal lines market. On the personal lines side, we're primarily in specialty auto, which is the non-standard auto business. We're not in the standard auto and homeowners business anymore. Where we're looking for opportunities, it's in our existing markets to expand our presence in our existing markets.
It's another observation I had looking through Mr. Shue's background. You know, you go back to the 50s and 60s, not uncommon for somebody to spend an entire career with one company. But since the 70s, it's almost unheard of, yet he's been here his entire career.
Yes, he has. In fact, Dale actually started here when he was a student at Lawrence University. He started here and he spent 3 years here as an intern. So in addition to Dale spending his entire career, he was working here while he was going through college. It is unusual, but I think it shows the commitment. It's the type of person that Dale is. When he's committed to a cause, an organization, he sticks with it. And I think it was an outstanding marriage of Dale's talents and abilities and a company that was in need of an individual with his skill sets. And so he rose relatively rapidly through the ranks in Century. And I think it also speaks of the value of Century and the intelligence of the management at Century to recognize Dale's talent and move him up into a position of leadership that he's been in over really the last 20 years of his career.
So from what I understand, he had a strong mathematics background as a young man and really took a good grasp of how the insurance industry works, and from there it just blossomed.
Dale was a math major in college, and then he decided to pursue the math talent, and his analytic level of skills or skill sets took him fairly naturally into the actuarial field. So when he came here to Century with his mathematics background, he entered into the actuarial program, and that requires you to take quite a number of tests over a long period of time and to attain the full designation as an actuary or what's called a fellow of the Society of Actuaries. And so those mathematical skills really lent themselves to go into the actuarial field. We make a lot of use of actuaries in our pricing, business analytics, and many actuaries do attain leadership levels or leadership positions within insurance companies. So that his math skills really lent themselves to working in an insurance environment and becoming an actuary.
So take a little side trip on the interview. If you have a young person in college that has a strong interest in math and statistics, maybe they should look into the insurance industry, huh?
Well, it is a good fit. It really is a good fit. We make great use not only in the actuarial areas, but certainly in the finance areas and other areas within the company of math skills. There's a lot of math skills are required in certain areas and some area, but in all areas, communications is also important. So I would say if you have good math skills, good communication skills, I believe the insurance industry is a great industry. And in fact, in the state of Wisconsin, there's quite a few insurance companies.
You've covered a little bit of this, but I'm going to try and take it from a different angle here. What is in the future for Century after Mr. Hsu?
Well, as I said, one of the most important things Dale did was position the company for the opportunities that we can possibly partake on going forward. I'd say what's in the future for Century is, as I said a little earlier, is really expanding within the markets that we're in today. We're currently, as I said, in the commercial market. We service many levels of business. We service Fortune 500 companies through a certain area of our business, and through other areas of our business, we focus on the middle market. I would say that our future is continuing to expand, especially in the commercial market. We see great opportunities in the commercial market, and I believe the way we will leverage our opportunities is through IT, through information technology, and statistical and digital analysis. Obviously, everything's moving to what people now call big data, so we're working to develop our systems to be able to accumulate the data that we acquire through our businesses and to analyze that data to be able to identify the needs of our customers and how to best meet the needs of our customers. So we take that data and we help our customers partner with our customers to be better in business. And we feel that where that data is so important is in the commercial market, where we can work with companies to improve their business, to obviously control their costs on the insurance side, because insurance is a cost, and it's a cost to be controlled. And everybody's looking to make more profits. And if we can work with a company to allow them to manage their business so that they would have fewer claims, we can reduce their costs and they can improve their profits. So I see us really moving forward, partnering with commercial companies to expand in that area. So we're really poised for that, and it's our systems emphasis that we're putting a lot of money into systems right now, and that's where we think the future is.
Does that mean you're also going to be working with these clients and prospective clients as far as education, training, some things to help them reduce their losses?
Absolutely. Loss control is certainly a very important part of our business. While certainly we always want to help our customers by paying a claim when they have unpredictable catastrophes or unpredictable events that cause them to have insurance claims, we're there for them. We want to take care of them. But having an insurance claim typically means a disruption in your business. So if we can keep their business from being disrupted by training, education, working with their managers within their companies to prevent accidents, to prevent catastrophes from happening that cause them a delay in their business, we can help them improve their business. We really truly want to be partners going forward with commercial customers.
If you had some advice for a business owner, small, large, your client or not your client, would you encourage them to get in touch with their insurance carrier to see about some of these programs, some of these loss prevention methods?
Oh, absolutely. The ability of insurance companies to be able to, as I said, partner with a business owner, I think is very important. And I would encourage every business owner to get in touch with their agents and find out what various companies, what their carriers, their insurance carriers, have to offer in the way of opportunities for loss prevention. I mean, as I said, today's businesses are very competitive. All businesses are struggling to try to maintain their profits. You know, the economy's not growing very quickly, so it's difficult for companies to maintain their margins. So if they can keep their costs down, they can continue to produce attractive margins, and a good insurance carrier, a good commercial insurance carrier, ought to be able to help them do that.
Looking at the future, introduce us to Mr. Hsu's replacement. Who is that?
Well, I'd love to introduce you to Mr. Hsu's replacement, but we don't know who that is right now. So Dale is actually still going to be chairman. While we had a great retirement party for him, he's not walking out the door yet. He's still going to be chairman until the end of August. And so at that time, I believe we'll be announcing his replacement. I don't know, but I understand that the board of directors is working on that. They're obviously the group that's responsible for identifying the next chairman. So by the end of the month, come on back, and I think I'll be able to tell you that.
Anything you want to add today?
It was great to have the opportunity to talk with you. I've had the opportunity to work with Dale as president, CEO, and chairman, and he's handed those over to Pete McPartland now, and I've been working with Pete for about the last 2 years. And all I can say is, as I said before, Dale has set the company up to be able to move it forward into the next decade and out to the next, you know, we're over 100 years old. We hope to be around for another 100 years. And I think Pete McPartland is the guy to take over as president and CEO, which he already has done. He's the person who can move us to the next level. So Dale set us up, and Dale was a setup guy, and Pete's the next guy to come on board and move us into the future.